Howdy and welcome to Daijoubu Diaries. My name is Erin Griffin and I am joined by my co-host.
Hi, my name is Kit Carew.
And a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Annabelle.
In today's very first episode, we're taking a look at Oren High School Host Club, a shoujo anime, or in the West, what would be called a romance, from the year 2006. To give a quick summary of Oren High School Host Club, we the viewers are following Haruhi Fujioka, a poor girl in Japan who happens to, by scholarship, get into a very, very rich high school.
Now, when we say rich, we're talking about really rich, like the complete upper class, the top 1%, the Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk kids of the world.
Haruhi happens to get into Oren High School based on scholarship. And on her very first day there, she stumbles into a club room and happens to break a very, very expensive vase. This vase belonged to the host club, and upon her breaking it, they tell her that she can either join the club or she will have to pay back the vase in full.
For those of you who don't know what host clubs are, we actually talked about it a little bit with Annabelle.
What is the host club? Like, how would you explain the host club?
Well, the host clubs are like an actual thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're an actual thing in Japan.
I didn't know
so
that.
What it all no, it is, but they're schools, usually but... They're usually centered, I think, more for men for the most part. I think they're called something else then, but it's basically you kind of pay money to hang out with
people you think are hot.
Exactly.
Like, they're just like not like high school things. Like they're not like clubs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the only weird part in this is that it's
in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haruhi's a very unique main character in the fact that she doesn't really conform to gender norms. So Haruhi joins the host club. We then watch in the first episode as each member sequentially figures out that Haruhi is in fact a girl.
As the show continues, Haruhi remains to pose as a boy to raise money for the host club, while each of the six members try and gain her affection in different ways.
The concept itself is real innocent, and the show is a really great time, but that doesn't mean it's without its flaws, which we got into with Annabelle.
So, Oren has a typically very, like, LGBT-centered, like, fan base, kind of a cult following. It's very nostalgic for a lot of people, especially those who are longtime anime fans, which is kind of ironic because a lot of the show in general is very outdated, offensive humor.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, like in the first episode, what is it that Tamaki says? He's like, me and Haruhi are love interests, which means that the rest of you are the homosexual supporting cast.
That's definitely like
yes.
That's like yes. Tame.
We need to get in specifically on the more offensive humor.
So one thing in particular is that Haruhi's dad is a drag queen. They use a very offensive term for
starts
transgender
with,
people.
Starts with a T.
For transgender people to refer to him. And it's like, the thing is, like, it's kind of played for laughs when it's initially introduced, but kind of after that point, it's just kind of there. Like, it's just an aspect of her life that her dad is a drag queen.
Yeah,
and then, not on the homophobic side, but another really bad imagery that comes up in Oren is there's another school, a rival school that's an all-girls school that has a host club. And at one point, they use just explicit Nazi, like, Germany imagery to refer to this school.
Literally lesbian-coded characters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lesbian-coded. Like, she's a lesbian.
No, like, literally, like, she comes in and meets Haruhi, and she's like, I am in love with Haruhi, and then, what is her name?
Benio. Absolutely, all of the characters from the girls' school are just lesbians. They're also equally in love with Haruhi in the exact same way that the host club is.
I just think it's weird that, like, they have an all-girls school, and they're like, everyone that goes here is a lesbian, like...
And
a Nazi. Which is like, really doesn't say great things about lesbians, and it's quite lesbophobic.
It's just a little like, it's very much a product of its time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Completely, like, no one thought anything of it in 2006.
I think it's kind of played off for laughs, kind of like the Ghost Stories dub is.
Yeah.
Which is way more offensive.
I was going to say, it's not equally as bad.
Which is way more offensive.
I think, like, Oren's sense of humor can be taken kind of like how South Park is, like, for non-anime watchers. Like, it's highly offensive, but it's taken as, like, we know this is offensive.
Yeah.
And, like, it's self-aware, and it's, like, saying that, like, these rich, like, really privileged kids really don't know any better. And Haruhi is kind of, like, the driving force that makes them realize, like...
Change.
Yeah, like, oh, maybe we shouldn't enforce, like, gender stereotypes or whatever.
Yeah, well, I saw a TikTok literally, like, yesterday talking about how, like, the whole point of Ouran kind of, like, turned the original, like, shoujo genre on its nose.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with... well, she was specifically talking about the twins.
Yeah.
Because... The twins. The twins relationship is very interesting. Because,
it's incest.
Yeah.
It's that's straight the whole thing.
I can't remember. Like, do they
what
like,
is their name? Kaoru and
Hikaru. Kaoru
and Hikaru. Yeah.
No, because
I'm like, I can't
remember.
Like,
they don't actually have sex.
No, they don't. But they also,
that's their whole trope. Like, there's every single, like, person in the host club has, like, a trope to fill. Tamaki's the prince. Mori's the bodyguard. Kyoya's the nerdy smart guy, and the twins, like, are playing on this weird trope of, like gay siblings.
Yeah, but the thing is, they also keep that up outside of the host club, though. Yeah.
Well,
so then it's just a trope in the show.
It is just a trope in the show, but the video I was talking about how, so, they play it up as Hikaru is, like, the top, the mischievous, kind of dominating one, and Kaoru is the soft, sweet, like, bottom, like, crybaby character. But outside of the host club, Kaoru's way more emotionally mature than Hikaru ever is shown to be. And Hikaru's the one who's very, like, young and, like, young-minded.
Hot-headed, impulsive.
Which one is the one childish that, like, goes on a date with Haruhi?
Hikaru.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I think it's interesting that they're, like, the twins are, like, in love with, which, like, for people that don't watch anime, like, incest is very, like, it's weirdly common.
It's just a weird, like, it's not like they're actively, like,
no, but it's always, like, it's like one character is, like, obsessed with his sister.
Yeah. So, like, a lot of people will, like, see, like, people that have watched anime for a long time, like myself, like, you just see incest characters.
And roll your eyes.
And you just roll your eyes and you're like, this is weird, but I'm just gonna look past it. Mm-hmm. Like,
cause it's in so many shows.
Yeah, Terashima, like, her brother's in love with her.
Yeah, like, it's really weird.
It's a very strange, I'm very curious, like, how that, like, trope came about, like, in anime.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, it just doesn't really age well or sit well with at least American audiences. I don't know how Japanese audiences feel about it.
Yeah, that's what I would be very curious to know, but definitely in, like, in the West, like, it's, like, yeah.
My guess would be is that it's seen more as, like, intentionally comedic in Japan, so, like, most Japanese fans that watch, like, Bungo Stray Dogs or Ouran High School Host Club or Psyche K are like, oh, that hilarious.
And it's like, so I think, like I've seen videos of people in Japan talk about, like, why is like incest, like, a thing in Alabama, and, like, they're like, that's so weird. So I think, like, we're used to it and we're like, oh yeah, there's people that do that and they're weird and all this stuff.
I think versus, we just, like, move past it.
Yeah, I think,
and
it's,
I think,
like,
over
so
there it's, like, not a part of their world.
Yeah, it's, like, so outlandish in Japan because, like,
yeah, probably.
Also,
so
I have one more talking point. One thing that I really didn't like in Ouran was the scene where I think it was, like, during the beach episode.
Oh,
when ooh, when Kyoya,
we all know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when Kyoya he doesn't, like, really, like, truly attempt to sexually assault Haruhi, but, like, he scares her.
Kind of threatens her.
Yeah, he kind of threatens her a little bit.
With sexual assault.
Yeah, so, like, there's this scene where, like, they're in, like, this room in whatever mansion, and it's raining, and Kyoya, like, locks the door behind him and, like, shoves Haruhi onto the bed and like, leans over her, and it looks like he's gonna, like, sexually assault her.
And, well,
like,
he makes the comment, like, you could pay me back with your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, he's, like, she ended up fighting against some guys that she couldn't win against earlier.
Yeah,
so he was trying to show her that,
yeah,
like,
he was, like, trying to prove a point.
He was, but, like, it's so bad.
It's so bad, especially, like, if you're a first-time watcher. Like, I wouldn't say that Ouran would necessarily be a good first anime.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, because of, like, the twins, and then, like, the Nazi stuff.
And then the honey-senpai.
And then honey-senpai.
Well, all the offensive parts,
like,
of it.
I think...
So, yeah, it has its flaws. But, like we said earlier, it's still widely beloved. Well, it's probably deeper than just one thing, so we got to explore that a little, too.
Seeing those types of, like, relationships in other shows always bugged me more than it did in Ouran. Like, Ouran has its scenes where I'm definitely like, ooh, that made me a little uncomfortable, but...
Ouran does it in a way that's, like, kind of campy, where, like, they know that it's, like, weird and crazy, and then they just amp it up. And, like, the characters know, like,
it's
Haruhi,
weird.
Like, looks at the twins and she's like, what? Like...
No, like, they point out how weird it is, and I think that's, like, part of why it's...
Yeah. Also, like, throughout the show, there's a lot of... The show didn't get its complete run from, like, the manga.
Yeah.
But there is still a lot of character development as well. So a lot of character development happens with the twins, where they kind of start, like, identifying, like, not just together as one entity, but, like, as separate people.
Yeah.
So they kind of become endearing in their own right, too.
They do. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, turning back, where, like, Kaoru is seen, like, he very much very quickly learns how to be himself without his brother. And, like, Higuru's the one that, like, he latches on so hard to Kaoru, and he, like, has a whole breakdown about, like, not being, like, one entity or seen as one entity with his brother, because their whole lives, they've been, like, seen as, it's like, just the Hitachi twins. Like, they're, like, literally, like, they're attached at the hip, carbon copies, and you never go or see them without each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they literally have, like, that game where they're, like, guess which one's Higuru? And then Haruhi immediately is like, I can just, y'all are look different. I can tell y'all apart. And they kind of...
They fall in love, like, with her. Right there.
Yeah, they do. Because they're like, oh my god, we're being seen as individuals.
Two different people, yeah.
Like, we're not just the Hitachi twins.
So that's I think that's also why a lot of Oran's, like, really bad stuff can get, like, written off. Because the characters that do it, they do end up learning through most of it, especially, like, Tamaki with his homophobic comments and everything, and also his gender, like, stereotype-enforcing comments. Like, they learn through it, and they become endearing characters in their own right.
I think that's, like, also kind of part of the point of the show is, like, look at all these, like, really rich, entitled kids, like... They don't know anything about, like, the real world.
They're, like,
and, like,
completely
sheltered. Like, I really think that Oran, like, takes a lot of aspects from different animes, like pinning a girl against the wall to be cool, and, like, having, like, incest, and, like,
I think
all
it really
of that
shows,
stuff.
Like, every single shoujo
I think it does it out of, like, a campy perspective.
I also I think we need to, like, I want to, like, one last thing, like, wrap us, like, turn us back around to the whole stuff with Haruhi being, like, very, like, gender ambiguous, because I feel like we didn't touch on that for very long.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know more about your opinion as someone who is gender nonconforming.
I remember growing up, so, like, I started watching anime when I was, like, 8 years old, and Oran, I think I watched when I was, like, 10 or 11, and Haruhi was always a really interesting character to me. Like, she really didn't care, like, what people thought of her. She didn't really care what she looked like, and, like, I didn't exactly know why that was so inspirational until I realized a couple years ago that I'm non-binary, and, like, I remember, like, looking back on Oran and being, like, I, like, relate to Haruhi so much because she's, like, she's a really hard worker and, like, I don't know, like, she doesn't mind being feminine. She doesn't mind being masculine. She's really just, like, I am gonna do whatever I want and, like, people can see me how they want to see me. But it doesn't matter as long as, like, you're a good person and you have a good heart. So I think that's also another really redeeming quality about the show is just Haruhi's message as a whole, like,
it's a very interesting phenomenon that, like, despite it being well known as being incredibly offensive and outdated,
yeah,
it's so, like, widely beloved by the community it's offensive towards. And it's, like, it's very unique because not a lot of shows can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's why it's so loved.
No, yeah, I think that's why it's so loved because, like, majority of the bad points are spun on their head and eventually turn into good points, and, like, whether that's, like, character development or just, like, morals of the story, and that's, yeah. It's such a good time, and it's one of those shows that, like, once you watch it one time, you, like, will love, like, on a bad day, you will just turn it on and, like, let it play, and it's just, it's a wonderful experience when you...
It is.
When you're used
to everything with a grain
tropes.
Of salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is, like, you really can't take it too seriously.
No, and that's, like, yeah, it's never it never treats itself too seriously.
Yeah. Like...
So, yeah, that was a great show. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, of course. I'm so excited for us to be able to possibly talk more in the future about anime over a microphone.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
About it.
This is crazy.
It's not like we do this every single time.
We do it every day in the privacy of our own homes and on Discord.
And now, not potentially, we are, in fact, broadcasting this to the world.
Good Lord. Thank you, Aries Professor. I hope you like it.
Okay. Great. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time.